This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
If you have not listened to the show over the last 2 months, you may not know that Katie has a broken hand, or it used to be broken. She had to have surgery to fix it. Now she's got three pins in her hand, and she did it on a forced family fun team building day here at Odyssey. And it was not filled with family and not fun for her. And she did it during tug of war.
Yeah.
She wrapped the rope around her hand and the rope got tighter and tighter. Crack, crack, crack. Okay. It's been awful. It's been awful for me. I can't imagine how bad it's been for
her. It has been one of the most trying experiences I've ever had.
Not just because of the pain, but also because of the bureaucracy of now having to go through workers' comp.
Right.
And like, find other doctors and other, it's been terrible.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
What if I told you there's a story out there that is 100% true? This takes place in Colorado. And it was also a forced family fun team building exercise. Uh-huh. Okay. And it ended with somebody who is lucky to be alive.
Oh my God.
Him and his co-workers, their team building was to go to Mount Shavano and climb the summit.
What?
The summit is over 14,000 feet in the sky.
Oh my God.
But not everyone did the whole thing. Okay. So a few people hung back. So there were two groups, except for one guy who ended up doing the last leg by himself. He did make it to the top fine, but on the way back, he got lost. And everyone left, and they took all of the gear with them. They had basically left stuff along the path to guide them, like breadcrumbs. But as they were leaving, they were taking it all. So the guy got lost. He made it to the top of this mountain at 11:30 a.m. Then he got turned around. So what he did was he dropped a pin and texted his coworkers. He had cell phone service.
Okay.
And they said, dude, you're going the wrong way. Very helpful. Team building.
Right.
Yeah. So then at 3:50 p.m., he dropped another pin and he was going the right way. However, a giant storm rolled through the summit.
No.
And with high winds and freezing rain, and he got disoriented, which also cut off his cell service. And his coworkers either didn't know or didn't care that he didn't make it back to the base camp.
Right. Okay. I have so many questions.
Me too.
Okay. What do we know? Where they worked?
No, it does not say what kind
of
company.
Short of REI.
I know.
Okay. Or like rangers.
Right.
Forest rangers. The idea that you have to hike a summit for your team building. Terrible.
That's
number one.
Way too much.
Way too much.
Yeah.
I understand there's some sort of meme somewhere about getting to the top of the mountain. I don't care.
We were put out by the one that you broke your hand at when we had to play giant Jenga.
That's so true.
Next event is ladder ball. And everybody goes, what the hell is ladder ball?
Okay. Number two. They didn't even have to hike. They didn't even get to hike a trail that was a trail.
Right.
They had to forge their own way. And listen, yes, I'm hearing all the team building opportunities, okay? We won't know how to get back unless we work as
there
a team.
It is.
I get it,
yeah.
Okay? But, like, they didn't even go to a place where it's like, okay, here's the trail.
Right. If you want to do something like that where the takeaway is we all have to work together or we die, it needs to be quote-unquote die, right. Not actually die.
Yeah.
Go to an escape room right. or something like that.
Oh,
don't actually force your employees up a mountain. You know what this screams of to me? Tech startup. That like there's some sort of bro, or they're like a bunch of pharmaceutical sales reps, like somebody that's like, you know, I go to the gym and, you know, this is my company that I built from the ground up, guys. His dad really gave him a $2 million investment and we are here and I want you to be as passionate as I am about trash bags or whatever they whatever they make.
This definitely smells of tech startup.
Right.
And a lot of flannel vest, fleece vest.
Right. Yeah, totally. Like, and then in the back, there's some poor woman who's carrying a backpack that weighs as much as she does.
Because she's HR.
Talking to her other friend who's there too, just being like, God, I wish he never got on testosterone treatment because look at us. Look at this. Last year, we all we did was have a picnic and then we went to In-N-Out.
We have 3 weeks left of money. I don't even know why we're doing this. This thing is going to fold in like 5 seconds.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you news stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.